Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9 FM. This week's show happens to land on December 31st, which is New Year's Eve and the final day of 2025. I think that frankly, for a lot of us, this can feel like a relief following a year that was heavy for a myriad of personal and political reasons. I wanted this week's show to be a bit of a reflection on the year that was and the year ahead, but just putting it out there at the start, I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions, so don't worry about that. I think they can put too much pressure on us and can quickly lead to overwhelm or to the feeling that we have to wait for a specific or quote unquote perfect time to make changes. I do, though, think that this time of year can be useful for gentler reflection. I'm not a big journaling person, but I have been realizing as I've been leaning more into writing practice this year that spending some time considering the things that have impacts on our life, positive and negative, really does help you if you're feeling stuck or you're having trouble articulating your thoughts. We're kind of reaching the end point of that in-between stretch of stat holidays that tends to mean fewer places to go, more time inside, especially with snowstorms and freezing rain that happens to be very prevalent in Kingston. And we often end up with a lot of time to sit around and to think, which can sometimes be more time than we would want. But I want to tap into it a little bit. It can be really easy to dismiss, downplay, or forget the accomplishments we've achieved over the year, especially if, and this is the case for me as well, you live with mental health struggles such as anxiety and depression that tend to whisper, shout negative affirmations at you throughout the day, those really bad loops that tend to instantly negate anything good going on in your head or in your experience, and can also just limit your mental and physical capacity from day to day. Now, it can feel eye-rolling to keep hearing if all you did this year was survive, it's an accomplishment, but honestly, some days, weeks, or even months, that really is a win worth acknowledging. So I want us to spend some time with that today. So as I mentioned, for today's episode, I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect on what you've been through, whether it's good, bad, ugly, funny, cringy, or beautiful, or a weird combination of them all. We'll work through some prompts and I'll give you time to write after each one. And look, if you're not in a headspace to write, just spend some time reflecting. Be gentle with yourself and respect where you're at and what is helpful in this moment. You know, if you want to bookmark this and listen to it later when you're in a different space, you can do that too. CFRC has a podcast version of this show, which you can revisit anytime. Let's start with something positive and start with wins. I'm going to give you, for most of these, two prompt options. So if you feel uncomfortable or stuck with one prompt, try the other one. We'll spend about 6 minutes doing this one. Option one, big or small. Think about a moment this year when you felt proud of yourself. Doesn't matter if it was a private or a public moment. Just a moment when you felt proud of yourself. Did you celebrate it? If so, how? If not, what can you say to yourself now to give a nod to what you did? Option two, what did you do this year that surprised you in a good way? We'll spend 6 minutes on that and then we'll be back. And welcome back. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Word Labs Out Loud on CFRC 101.9 FM. And this week we are spending some time on some self-reflection, acknowledging that it's the end of the year, that some people are making resolutions. Don't worry, we're not doing that. But we are going to use it as an opportunity to do some writing practices and prompts around the year before and plans for the year ahead. I hope that last prompt was a positive reflection for you. I know from experience that it can be hard to think kind things about ourselves, but practicing building that capacity for yourself does help. And here's our next prompt. Again, I'll give you two options if one feels more comfortable or speaks to you more than the other one. Option A, what was the hardest thing you faced in 2025? And what's one thing that you learned about yourself through this experience? Option B, what is something or someone you had to let go of this year? And how did it affect you? If that line of questioning or that kind of reflection is not somewhere you want to go right now, I do understand that can be heavy and that can be triggering. So an alternate prompt for this 6 minute segment, what masks do you wear and which ones have you thrown away? And welcome back. We spent the first half of today's practice on reflection, looking back on the year that was. So now let's spend some time looking ahead to 2026. This first prompt will be quick. Let's spend 4 minutes listing your ins and outs of 2025. Ins, things that you want to do more of. Outs, things you want to do less of. We have time for one more prompt on today's show. Rather than focus on what you can attain or achieve in the year ahead, I want you to ask yourself, what is one fear, belief, or pattern that you're ready to leave behind? This can be related to your job, relationships, habits, or anything else that makes you feel stuck. What do you want to let go of? Thank you for tuning in to Word Labs Out Loud today, and thank you for supporting the show in its fledgling year. It's been a mix of challenges, changes, and experimenting with formats and themes, but it's been a rewarding experience, and I hope you're getting something out of it too. If you have subjects or ideas you'd like me to cover in 2026, please reach out. Easiest way is just to send me a message via Instagram at WordLabsYGK. And as we wrap up the year that was, reminder, be good to yourself, stay weird, stay kind, stay curious, and as always, happy writing.